The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is End Time Headlines, and it is March 22nd. It is Tuesday, and it is 1 p.m. Eastern Time, and we welcome you to the broadcast today. You guys that are watching via by Facebook Live or by the rebroadcast of this through our app, through Rumble, or through YouTube, or whatever platform you may be watching us today, we welcome you to the broadcast today. Again, I'm Ricky Scapero, the founder, the pastor, and the voice of End Time Headlines. And we've got a lineup for you today that we want to talk about. We've got three stories that has been unfolding over the past probably 3 to 5 days, and we want to discuss that. That's going to be our subject of topic today. We'll talk about that in just a second. Before we get started, again, if you've not downloaded our free app, we want to encourage you to do that today. It's absolutely free. It's available on Apple, and it's available on Android. If you're listening today by Apple or Spotify, just go to, again, the Apple store or the Android store and type in End Time Headlines. Look for our official ETH logo, the acronym right there of ETH. Download our free app. Get up to speed and up to date with every news and headline from a prophetic perspective, as well as our latest podcast that will be available for you to either listen or watch or both at your leisure. Now, if you're new to the broadcast today and you're watching either live or by the rebroadcast, if there is a section where you can comment, please let us know in the comment section below that you are new and that where you guys are joining us from. Today, I want to be talking about deadly twisters. The sun has awakened and the United Nations is warning of global famine that is coming, or some say is here, but they're saying that it's going to get far greater and far worse as we get later into the year. So let's get after this thing. Many of you guys already know, and our heart goes out, our prayers go out continually to all you folks in Texas and across Oklahoma.
Overnight, devastating twisters. This incredible video from Elgin, Texas, as a tornado crosses the road, transformers igniting. A pickup truck knocked on its side as debris rains down. The truck spinning across the road, then knocked right side up, and moments later, miraculously, the truck drives off.
I got it!
Lightning illuminating dark skies across Texas.
There it is!
I see it!
Reports of at least 19 tornadoes tearing into Texas in just the past 24 hours. Outside Austin overnight, we spoke with storm survivor Tim Berry.
I mean, five minutes. And it was over, you know. I mean, it was literally gone. The devastation. It's unbelievable.
Homes and businesses were seriously damaged in the city of Round Rock.
Get inside!
Customers in a parking lot running for cover at this Walmart as a twister moved in.
Go!
And video taken from inside Dell Computers headquarters shows a twister moving across the parking lot, then knocking out a traffic camera. A shopping center taking a direct hit. This Bank of America destroyed and a restaurant seriously damaged. And the city of Jacksboro, northwest of Fort Worth, gutted. A path of destruction stretching for 2 miles. Aerial images show part of the roof ripped right off of this elementary school and a high school gym destroyed, the roof collapsing on the indoor basketball court.
It's hard to see that. You know, I've lived here for 15 years. I love this place.
This morning, people assessing what can be salvaged.
Only 2 pictures survived on my wall.
And communities coming together, helping one another in any way they can.
I'm just trying to help the county clean the roads up here. Trees are down. As you can see, my neighbor's house tore up.
And in Oklahoma, a tornado touching down in the town of Kingston, causing widespread damage to several homes there.
Over 50 million Americans are under the gun for violent and life-threatening thunderstorms. And again, as I've said, this system has already caused much destruction, but the bad news is, it's not done yet. In fact, I want to pull this article up here. This is again from AccuWeather.com. dangerous storms, tornadoes to threaten over a dozen states across the southern portion of the United States. And there you can see this chart. If you guys are listening to this and not seeing the visual of this, we're pulling up a threat level chart from AccuWeather, the Weather Channel, and many other meteorologists have put this up. And all these folks here in the red, and we'll read these states here in just a second that are under the gun, but there is a five-tier threat level. Thankfully, from this chart that I'm looking at least it's not going all the way up into the purple, which is the highest, but there is a moderate, which is still considerably high, that's coming through. I want to read a little bit of this from AccuWeather.com. More than a dozen states from the southern plains to the southwestern coast were facing some type of severe weather risk, including the areas in Texas and parts of Oklahoma. Now, this is past tense, that were blasted by a tornado outbreak on Monday, yesterday. The severe weather outbreak will pose a significant risk to lives and property through the middle of the week, with the peak of the dangerous conditions on Tuesday and Tuesday night. That's today. That's tonight. Quote, this setup has the potential to produce strong and long-lived tornadoes. That would be your EF4, EF5 tornadoes. Some which can occur at night, the worst time that this could happen. This was according to AccuWeather senior on-air meteorologist Michelle Rotella. Forecasters said people are urged to closely monitor the situation and have a way to receive weather alerts throughout the day and night, or have a way to receive those. Now, we know that tornadoes begin to touch the ground in Texas at Monday at approximately 3:41 p.m. Central Time, with major structural damage reported by first responders in the city of Jacksboro, Texas, 60 miles northwest of Fort Worth, and buildings were struck by the tornado in Jacksboro, including the local high school and elementary school. Thank God that no injuries were reported in either location. Then at approximately 5:57 Central Time, a tornado was confirmed on the ground at a major Texas highway on I-35, or this major Texas highway, I-35, and Round Rock. And I think we have video of that on our ETH Facebook page, where they caught that on video. In the greater Austin area, this created a debris field amid the destruction. Nearby Granger, Texas, was also hit with a confirmed tornado on Monday evening, as well as the Oklahoma town of Kingston. Now, according to this report, I want to go ahead and go on down here. As these storms, this same system is shifting eastward across portions of the central Gulf Coast and the lower Mississippi Valley regions today, the threat of multiple and strong tornadoes will continue to increase. The greatest threat of tornadoes will extend from the southern Louisiana to much of Mississippi and western Alabama. So let me say that again. If you're listening via live or by the rebroadcast of this and you live in Louisiana, Mississippi, or Alabama, I'm sure you probably are very aware of this, but you need to be on high alert, or if you have family or friends or whatever acquaintances that live in these states, you need to call them up and you or text them and let them know. Because listen, guys, some people don't watch the news or they don't watch the weather, period. You'd be shocked and surprised how many people don't keep up with this stuff. I couldn't tell you how many people I know personally. A tornado was ripping and roaring right through their city and they had no idea. They don't watch the news. They don't watch any of this stuff. Quote, there is also the possibility that strong storms can reach as far north as portions of southern Missouri and parts of Tennessee for a brief period on Tuesday afternoon. This same area under the spotlight for severe thunderstorms, as well as locations farther north, will also be at risk for heavy rainfall and can cause flash floodings as well. So again, we're not really focused on the flooding, all that, which can be dangerous, but we're really homing in on the aspect of this, these violent tornadoes, the long-lived violent tornadic outbreaks like what we saw last night in Texas, especially. So we got this going on. We need to be, we're, at the end of this segment, we're going to pray for all these folks in these cities and those who are under the gun for this. Now, I want to shift gears. I'm going to go to a different topic today. We've got three subjects today that we're going to talk about. Now, this is an article that came out. This is from the New York Post. Huge solar flare ejected from the sun could hit Earth in days and mess with power grid. Again, huge solar flare ejected from the sun could strike the Earth in days and cause power grid disruptions. This was reported from the New York Post, from spaceweather.com, and from a UK affiliate, The Sun. Space weather experts have spotted the sun ejecting a large mass of particles and think this could strike the Earth in the next few days. When, again, quote, when ejections like this strike the Earth's magnetic field, they can cause solar storms. An ejection like this is known as a solar flare, called a coronal mass ejection, or CME. This is a huge expulsion of plasma from the sun's outer layer called the corona. These expulsions shoot through space and can hit Earth. Fortunately, the solar storm predicted for this Wednesday, March 23rd, that's tomorrow, is only likely to be a G1 minor, meaning you probably most likely won't even notice it happens. However, experts at spaceweather.com explain another CME is heading for Earth and is a little off target. Quote, a glancing blow, or what would we call a near miss, is possible during the late hours of March 23rd, according to the NOAA forecasters. Here's what's interesting, guys. According to this report, this will be the third time in the past 7 days that a coronal mass ejection or a solar flare has almost struck the Earth. I want to say that again. This is the third event in 7 days where we have dodged the bullet. Now, for all those individuals that are watching, listening, and say, well, nothing's going to happen, we never get hit, why are we even talking about this? Guys, listen, how many bullets can we dodge? The sun seems like it, the sun goes through cycles where it goes into a period of where it's like in a rest period where there's hardly any activity. But then when it awakens and it goes into one of these awakened cycles, it becomes to become real active and it begins to release these solar flares. And got, and here's the truth. They have been, the government's been warning about this. And did you know that under the Obama administration, he signed legislative orders? And I believe, I stand to be corrected on this, but I'm pretty sure even under the Trump administration, both presidents were briefed on the probabilities of a matter of not if, but when the Earth would be struck by a geomagnetic storm as a direct result of one of these solar flares directly hitting the Earth.
Now, the sun's always been out there. There's always been a solar wind. There's always been solar flares. But now that we're so dependent on satellites, on GPS, on the power grid, now we're worried about what the sun is doing out there. Well, the solar flare comes out very quickly, and it can really disrupt radio communications, especially high-latitude radio communications. But a coronal mass ejection, when it comes toward the Earth, it is sending plasma, electrons, protons, the big solar wind that will energize the magnetosphere and possibly even energize the Earth itself. And that's what we're concerned about. Obviously, solar flares and CMEs have been hitting the Earth for billions of years. But we have now the technology in place that can be damaged by these CMEs, the satellites in place, the power grid in place. With a big CME or coronal mass ejection, we could lose the power grid, we could lose satellites, we could certainly lose GPS. You know, we think of geomagnetic storms as being fun because we get to see the northern lights, the aurora borealis, but there's more to it than that. It can power the grid, it can make brownouts in our electrical grid, it can turn our satellites off, or maybe we even have to manually turn them off if there's too much energy coming at them. So think of a world, at least temporarily, without satellites, without GPS, without communication. A lot of things could shut down with a big CME, Earth directed. Worst case scenario, I know, but it could happen.
And we're not talking about a G1 level event. We're talking about one of the highest level events that would completely fry the electric grid, and it would produce the same catastrophic results as an EMP or an electromagnetic pulse bomb. So there's a lot of chatter about this. There's been a lot of warning about this. And I find it interesting that we've had three events like this from the sun in the past week. And it's like the asteroids. Did you guys know that I know people, they hate a lot of people, especially the flat earthers. You start talking about NASA and you start talking space and you start talking about planets and you start talking about solar flares and asteroids, and they get all in a frenzy. But I'm only reporting to you and I'm only discussing this from the information that we got. But I believe it was last week we shared a report about this, but a small asteroid actually struck the Earth's atmosphere. Thank God it wasn't big enough to cause any damage, but it basically disintegrated or broke apart when it hit the Earth's atmosphere. And some people actually saw a little bit of the space debris or the auroras or whatever that it gave off. But here's the scary part about it is NASA claimed, and astronomers and all the individuals that are responsible and the agencies responsible for observing this stuff said that they did not even know, or they were not aware of this asteroid being that close to the Earth until after the fact that it struck the Earth's atmosphere. Now, I'll remind you two things real quick if you want to, because again, we're talking about a news and headlines from a biblical perspective. One, as Jesus warned us in Luke 21, that there would be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars. In fact, he said there would be great and fearful sights from heaven. Okay? So, and number two, we know according to the book of Revelation, when we get into the tribulation, which we are not in yet, there is coming an asteroid that will strike the Earth, and it is called Wormwood. Now, my mind just thinks like this, so you're just going to have to excuse me for a moment while I ramble on this for a second. But when I read that and I read about Wormwood hitting the Earth, I have to wonder, based on the information that we know, the information that has been given to us, and the resources that are out there now. For example, NASA has already admitted that they are working with different weapon facilities and different agencies and space agencies, you know, other than NASA. They're all working in collaboration together to try to deflect killer asteroids from striking the Earth. Very similar to Hollywood projections and Hollywood demonstrations that we've seen through movies like Armageddon, and these other movies based on asteroids coming and striking the Earth. Remember that in the movie Armageddon? And there was another one, I just can't think of it right off the top of my head, but it was kind of a knockoff of Armageddon. But the premise of what I'm talking about is they send a team of astronauts up, or a team of individuals up there in space, and with the intent to put a nuclear device in the, they drilled into the asteroid, they put a nuclear weapon in it so that they could get off the asteroid and that they could blow this thing up so it would be nothing but fragments coming into the atmosphere. Now, again, what was once Hollywood is now become a reality. Deep Impact. That was the other movie. I was sorry, guys. Again, Armageddon, Deep Impact. Those were the two movies I was thinking of when I was thinking about this. So anyway, both movies, very similar, same plot line, same storyline, et cetera. Now fiction has become reality. So this to me is intriguing because when you get to the book of Revelation and read about Wormwood, I ask myself, was there any attempt to try to deflect that asteroid? Because remember, this is an event in the future. It has not happened. So what will there be great attempts to try to deflect this asteroid? Will they send a nuclear weapon into it? Will they try to stop it somehow? Well, we know that all their efforts will be in vain because, again, this asteroid will strike the Earth, according to what John saw in Revelation. And I will say this, when it comes to signs in the sun, like these solar flares, when you again go to the book of Revelation, it talks about the sun will scorch men upon the earth in great heat. Great heat will scorch and burn men on the earth. How's this going to happen? Will this be unprecedented record heat waves? Will this be a solar flare that's come to the earth? Will the ozone layer be deteriorated to the point where there's such dangerous ultraviolet rays coming in that people are dying of skin cancers and they're being burned up? I don't know, but I'm just telling you again, there is reference to this stuff in the Bible. This is why we don't skip over this. This is why we don't ignore these things. Even, can I go back to the weather? Tornadoes, outbreaks, hurricane, the waves and the seas roaring. It talks about this. Great whirlwinds. Isaiah talked about that. Jeremiah talked about that. The earth shall reel and to and fro like a drunkard. It's what the prophet Isaiah said. So all these disasters, earthquakes, and tornadoes, and hurricanes, and volcanic eruptions, all these things are biblical. And according to Romans 8, the book of Romans chapter 8, it tells you the entire earth is groaning in travail. So it's only going to get more intense and it's going to get stronger like birth pangs. Again, that's mentioned Luke 21. So we see here that I believe we're going to see an uptick of more dangerous weather. Now they're going to blame it on climate change. They're going to blame it on global warming. But I'm coming to you from a biblical perspective. Now, could that tie in? I don't know. I'm not an expert on that. I'm not a climatologist. I'm just telling you, listen, I'm not an expert in global warming. I'm not an expert in climate change. I'm only giving you from a biblical perspective. Now, how that comes to pass, how waves and seas roaring and men's hearts failing them, and these events with the sun and great heat scorching men and doing all this stuff, and how islands will be moved out of the place. I don't know. All I can say is if the Bible says it's going to happen, it will happen. You could take it to the bank. And I believe we've already in our generations have seen this uptick in this because the birth pangs are increasing. And according to Luke 21, according to the book of Revelation and other passages of the Bible, it mentions great earthquakes, megas quakes. So these are not just normal earthquakes. As all the naysayers say, well, this is just normal, and this is just cyclical, and this is just nature. Well, get ready, because according to the Bible, what happened in Japan on March 11, 2011, with an earthquake so powerful that it shifted the island of Japan 6 feet, and it shortened the days on Earth, that's going to become normal. as we get closer to the return of the Son of Man, these mega, the scientists and seismologists and geologists, they call them mega quakes. The Bible calls them great, which again, the word great in Greek is megos, where we get the word mega. So again, it's all been foretold. Now I want to shift gears. We're going to move to our final topic today. So in the midst of the wars and all the desolations happening in Ukraine and this crazy stuff with the sun and the crazy weather that's going on, the United Nations just came out and warned that we are on the precipice of the worst global food crisis since World War II. And I'm going to read a little bit about this today. Michael Snyder put together a great article for this. Again, you can find him at themostimportantnews.com and theeconomiccollapseblog.com as well. The executive director of the United Nations World Food Program is saying that we are now facing a catastrophe on top of a catastrophe. Unfortunately, he's not exaggerating. The global price of food was skyrocketing even before the war broke out in Ukraine. And now many of the countries that are expected or are extremely dependent upon agricultural exports from Ukraine and Russia. By the way, 30% of all of our wheat exports and all that comes from Russia and Ukraine. Just keep that in mind. Are now going to have to turn elsewhere for answers. Meanwhile, severe drought is threatening production in another major breadbasket of the world. We're being warned that the winter wheat harvest in the United States could be, quote, disastrous. Now, I will probably get into this more, but you couple this, you put this together with the fertilizer shortage and what's going on with Ukraine alone, guys. And you have just produced famine of biblical proportions.
So when you're looking at food, understand that 15% of all global calories come from wheat and rice. 25%. I'm sorry, 15%. One third of all of our wheat comes from Russia and Ukraine. We're supposed to be planting crops all around the world right now for wheat. Not happening in much of Russia, not happening anywhere in Ukraine. Next stat you need to understand. Our food supply, you know how the cars had just in time. Our production lines were all just in time. And that's why we can't make cars, because there are parts that are sitting somewhere, you know, crossing the ocean, sitting on a dock someplace. The whole supply chain has broken down because it's just in time. It arrives just in time to put it into the car. When you have a disruption, it just bogs everything up, and unclogging it, we don't even know if we can really unclog it and get it started again. But it's going to take years to do it. That's the supply chain for stuff. The supply chain for food is 90 days. We have 90 days worth of food in the supply chain. That's from the grocery store to the garden and everything in between. If it stops, we stopped all farming, we would have 90 days left of food worldwide. Okay. 25% of all global production is food. We're about to lose 12% of production. That means we're losing half of our food supply of wheat. Half of our wheat food supply. This is going to hit places like Africa first, and it's going to hit places of poverty unlike anything we've ever seen. 800 million people currently on Earth live below 1,200 calories per day.
We're going to see famine of biblical proportions if something is not done and something doesn't change quickly. By the time we get to the fall months, close to the winter months of this year, it is going to be catastrophic. This is not hyperbole. This is not exaggeration. This is happening in real time and on our watch. Because if some sort of miracle does not happen, we will soon see hunger and famine on a scale that once would have been unimaginable to many people. Quote, we really are facing a, quote, perfect storm as far as global food production is concerned. The following comes from a recent New York Times article. I'm going to give you a quote from this. Quote, Ukrainian farms are about to miss critical planting and harvesting seasons. European fertilizer plants are significantly cutting production because of high energy prices. Farmers from Brazil to Texas are cutting back on fertilizer, threatening the size of the next harvests. China is facing its worst wheat crop in decades after severe flooding, is planning to buy much more of the world's dwindling supply. Did you hear that? Because China is facing one of its worst wheat crops in decades after severe flooding, it's planning to buy much more of the world's already dwindling supply because they have been hoarding it up already. India, which ordinarily exports a small amount of wheat, has already seen foreign demand more than triple compared with the previous year. The new global energy crisis just keeps pushing fertilizer prices higher and higher and higher. And again, who's this impacting? Farmers. And if farmers can't get fertilizer, then they can't put down their crops. And if they can't put down their crops, they can't produce crops. And if they can't produce crops, guess what? Famine, food shortages. The mainstream media is finally acknowledging that we have a truly historic challenge now on our hands. In fact, quote, they are now openly admitting that fertilizer prices have, quote, more than doubled or tripled in price over the past year. I'm going to give you a quote from this source here. Quote, and another ominous signal to fertilizer customers earlier this month, European fertilizer producers said they were slowly or halting production because of soaring energy prices. Many fertilizers are made with natural gas. The world's major fertilizers have now more than doubled or tripled in price over the past year. And again, imagine putting this together with already the oil crisis. Gas prices exponential. In some cases, fertilizer prices have actually quadrupled. How are the poorer parts of the world supposed to deal with this? It is easy to tell them to use less fertilizer, but using less fertilizer will mean less food is grown. Quote, sadly, absurd fertilizer prices will result in dramatically reduced agricultural production all over the globe this year. And according to the executive director of the United Nations World Food Program, he has come out, listen to me, and publicly warned that we are heading into the worst global food crisis since World War II.
Food, fuel, and fertilizer prices are skyrocketing. Supply chains are being disrupted. And the costs and delays of transportation of imported goods when available are at record levels. And all of this is hitting the poorest, the hardest, and planting the seeds for political instability and unrest around the globe.
Now you want to talk about something cyclical? You want to talk about shall it be, there's no new thing under the sun? We're seeing a repeated cycle, hyperinflation, famine, food crisis, higher prices than this, wars, all this stuff is all tied together. Quote, I'm going to read you this warning from, again, This is from the UN's World Food Program director. Quote, the looming disaster is laying bare the consequences of a major war and modern era of globalization. Prices for food, fertilizer, oil, gas, and even metals like aluminum, nickel, and palladium are all rising quickly. And experts expect worse as the effects cascade. Quote, Ukraine has only compounded a catastrophe on top of a catastrophe. Again, this was from the executive director of the World Food Program of the United Nations agency that feeds 125 million people a day. I said a day. There is no precedent even close to this since World War II. So I'm going to let me read on a little bit here. Again, we're talking about a global event. And sadly, Michael Snyder made a statement here that I agree with. He said, quote, many Americans simply will not care about this report or the crisis or this news until it affects them personally. That is absolutely true. Again, even quote unquote Christians don't want to hear this. I know quote unquote Christians, they don't want to hear about any of this stuff. They don't watch the, you know, here's what, you know, you start talking about the war, you start talking about food shortages and famines and all these things, and they don't have a clue. I don't want to hear that. I want to hear about Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson and the drama with Kanye West, because that is far more intriguing and important than that stuff. Again, I have said this over and over again. As long as you still have TikTok, Instagram, reality television, and all that nonsense, and this stuff is not knocking at their door. And you say, well, Brother Ricky, what about, look what's going on with the gas prices. Look what happened with the pandemic. You would think when restaurants and department stores and factories and retails and everywhere else is putting a help wanted sign up and they're practically begging for people to work, but nobody wants to work. Do we really think a war in Ukraine is going to impact them? Do we really think that as long as they're not paying for the groceries, they're not having to pay for their gas? I'm not saying all of them, but there's a lot of people out there. They don't pay for the groceries. They don't pay for the housing. They don't pay for any of this stuff. So as long as they're getting a free ride somehow, some way, whether it's through living with their parents, whether it's mooching off someone that they're living with or around or with or whatever the case may be, or if it's off the government or some kind of assistance, again, until it comes knocking at their door, they could care less. This is what's sad. And then you got the other group of people that they don't believe anything. People being killed, people being murdered, people being slain, bombs dropping, children and women being killed, laying in the streets in rubble, and they are on social media saying it's all fake. And it's lies, and it's none of it's happening. I mean, we live, guys, in a weird, bizarre world, and there is weird and bizarre people. I am convinced that we could literally have a bomb drop in somewhere in our country, and you would have people on social media say, "Well, I don't believe it happened." It's unbelievable. Listen, you need to hold on tight to the Lord, because I'm telling you, things are going to get weird and bizarre, and you better hang on to the Lord and have a very strong relationship with the Lord, because lying, signs, and wonders is already being preconditioned to people. These people are going to fall head over into stuff that it's unimaginable. I'm going to read this. even though a lot of people will just simply don't care because it's not affecting them personally, there is, however, many Americans that are starting to feel the financial squeeze of rapidly raising food prices. For us who has families, we have kids, we're feeling it. According to the Washington Post, as war continues to ravage Ukraine, Americans, particularly those who live paycheck to paycheck, are beginning to feel the financial squeeze on their food prices from the conflict halfway a world away. It began with a rapid rise in gas prices, and now with Russian oil banned in the U.S. and energy scarcity heightened globally, experts say shoppers can expect their grocery bills to rise in coming months, especially if Ukraine misses its wheat planting season. So again, what we're seeing now, what we're paying at the pump, what we're paying on the shelves, it's going to go even higher in this perfect storm. Food bank officials are reporting growing lines at their distribution centers nationwide. Rates of reported hunger. Oh, by the way, did you guys see the report that came out of where in Russia, all those people were hoarding food? They were panic buying. There was video that circulated where all these people were at the grocery store and they were panic buying and they were hoarding. And I know, I can hear it. Well, I don't know if I believe that, Brother Ricky. That's probably propaganda and it's fake. But nevertheless, listen, let me tell you what's real. What really happened this past Sunday in my real church where I live, a real pastor from Poland flew, who has connections with my pastor, because my pastor in our church is real big on missions. And we're big about missionaries and mission work. We had a pastor from Poland fly into the States, came to our church, my church, my personal church here in Georgia, and spoke to our congregation. And he was telling us stories, and he was telling us about all the refugees that has fled from these places in Ukraine where they're being bombed and they're being slaughtered and where they're being murdered. I guess that's fake too, right? And I guess he's a mouthpiece of propaganda that came in, and he's not really a pastor and all this stuff. It's, again, guys, real things are happening. And he was telling us about how many people, how many refugees that their church has taken in. And we're talking about over 1 million people has fled Ukraine because of this situation. So again, I don't really care what you believe or whatever your stance is. I'm just telling you, everything I'm telling you is happening, whether you got your head deep into the sand like an ostrich or whether you're paying attention to it. It's happening, and it's happening in real time. Rates of reported hunger have been increasing since early August, when nearly 8% of respondents said they sometimes or often did not have enough to eat, according to data from the Census Household Poll Survey. In early February, 10% of those polled said their household sometimes doesn't have enough to eat. That uptick is more significant for households with children, rising to 13%, although off from pandemic peaks. Again, so what are we talking about today? We're talking about the birth pangs are intensifying. Weather disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, volcanoes, wildfires, and all these disasters, unprecedented heat waves, winter storms, all these things, they're only going to intensify every single year. Because listen, I do this every year. For 11 years, I've done this now. For 11 years straight. And I'm telling you, every year we get on here, and almost every year, we continue to report on record-breaking weather events. historic record-breaking events here, record-breaking events here, the coldest it ever got here, the hottest it's ever been recorded over here, the largest earthquake in history of this place, the most volcanoes in this period of time. Well, again, record-breaking historic events, and it's only going to increase and intensify. Then we have these signs in the sun, moon, and stars. They're only going to intensify, they're only going to increase, and they're going to become more and more. And then, of course, there will be famines in various places. And I'm telling you, we're not just talking about a few thousand people. We're talking about a biblical proportions. And we are literally, we are at the brink of this. We're just stepping into what is going to get, if this perfect storm continues to culminate and it doesn't, something doesn't let up. The war stretches on and gets worse. The fertilizer shortage doesn't get let up. All these other shortages, then this is only going to, the projections that these people have made will come to fruition. So again, you and I are on either one of two sides. We are either watching, preparing, and actively doing something about it, and I'll talk more about that in just a second, or we're on the other side and we continue to keep our head buried in the sand like an ostrich. We don't want to talk about it. We want to deflect that. We want to attack the messengers and the watchers, or the watchmen who are talking about this and warning about this, the prophets that are warning about this. We don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear that stuff. Give me the smooth stuff. Talk to me. Preach to me smooth things. Tell me peace when there is no peace. So you've got two groups of people. So you may be watching this and you say, well, okay, I see it happening. And I acknowledge it. So what do I do? Well, number one, you got to prepare practically speaking. Pray about it. Get your family together and pray and seek the Lord. If you have to, fast about it and ask the Lord. Say, Lord, what would you have me to do practically? Should I buy more food? Should I help people in need, or both? Or should I, what supplies should I get? What should I do? How should I prepare? Guys, listen, the same Holy Spirit that spoke to Joseph, who spoke to Potiphar, and prepared him for a famine that was coming, is the same Holy Spirit that will speak to you. The same Holy Spirit that spoke to Daniel, who warned Nebuchadnezzar of what was coming, about cessation of empires, the rise and fall of empires, is the same Holy Spirit that we have available for us today. The same Holy Spirit that spoke to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the midst of persecution and gave them instructions on what to do is the same Holy Spirit that is living on the inside of you and that will show you things to come. The same God that they served is the same God. If you are born again, if you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life, then you serve the same God that these guys that we read about in the Bible, Joseph, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Lot, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Rahab, all these individuals, we serve the same God, and he's no respecter of persons. If God can do it for them, he can do it for us. If God told Abraham, I'll spare an entire city if I can find 10 righteous, then friends, he hears your prayers. He knows your circumstances. He's got your number. He's got your address. He said, I'll never leave you, nor shall I forsake you. Lo, I'll be with you into the end of the age. So all the people that always accuse me of promoting fear-mongering, they never listen to this part. When they show you the videos on YouTube, they edit out this part. Oh, no, no, no. We can't let them hear that part. because we just want to slit. We want to, you know, make little snippets. But they'll edit out all this where I come here and say, God has not given you a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. And he's, and the watchmen and the prophets are given to the body of Christ to edify, to warn, and to exhort so that you can be properly prepared spiritually, physically, financially, and practically speaking. That is the assignment of the watchmen and the prophets in these hours. The Bible says God does nothing lest he first reveal it through his servants, the prophets. And again, I am not calling myself a prophet, never have, never will. So let's clarify that. I don't claim to be a prophet, but I do claim to be a watchman. I know that for a fact, because God called me to do that over 20, almost 22 years ago. And I have not left the post. In fact, I have made my face like flint, and I will continue to sound the alarm and sound the trumpet of what I see and perceive and what's coming. So again, pray about this, guys, practically. Ask the Lord, Lord, what does my family and I do? What do we need to do? He may speak to you and say, go to the store and get this and that and whatever supplies, or do whatever. That's between you and the Lord. But I can tell you this, it's the will of God that none perish and that all come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. So listen to me. Here's something I don't have to pray about. And that is, if you're listening to this today and you're watching this program today and you're away from God or you don't know God, you don't need to pray about, well, God, is it your will that I be saved? Again, I gave you scripture. It is the will of God that none perish, but all come to the saving knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering and wills that none perish, but all come to repentance. So listen. You don't need, and you may be watching this and say, well, all is well with me, Brother Ricky, but listen to me. Is all well with your husband, with your wife, with your family, with your coworkers, with your friends? Are they saved? Are they right with God? And if you say no, then we have a mandate. What did it say in Acts chapter? I know you can, some of you guys think that all I preach is prophecy, but it's not. Listen, let me give you a practical word of God. Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth. You don't live in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, most likely. But listen, you may live where you live. So you ready for this? God wants to save you and fill you with the power of the Holy Ghost, not so that you can build an ark for the saving of your family and shun the world. No, he wants to save you and fill you with the Holy Ghost so that he can empower you to be a witness, to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every living creature. So we don't expect you to, he's not expecting you to go to the round the world, but listen, there is people in your proximity and your demographics, your workplace, your family tree, your marriage, your children, your neighborhood. God's empowering you to witness to them, because that ark that you're building, and I don't mean a real ark, well, this nut job's telling people to build an ark. No, I'm talking about a spiritual ark. I'm talking about the secret place of refuge, Psalms 91. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall dwell, under the shadow of the Almighty. That place of private devotion where all hell's breaking loose out there, but you can come into a place, of solitude and private prayer time with the Lord and begin to get a download from heaven. and begin to get peace from God. And begin, come on, he begins to, his presence comes in and he begins to comfort you and let you know that, come on, 1,000 may be fallen at your side and 10,000 may be fallen at your other side, but it shall not come nigh your dwelling. Come on. No evil shall befall thee and no plague shall come nigh thy dwelling. His angels shall bear you up into their hands, lest you dash your foot against the stone. That's what I'm talking about today. But that can only be found in a covenant with the Lord. So if you're watching this today and you're away from God, you don't know God, listen, I can't promise you that you'll be alive tomorrow, but I can promise you this, that based upon the word of God, based upon the word of God, whether if you know him and you repent and you ask him to come into your heart, whether you die tomorrow or you live and go with the first load out of here, you can be assured and rest assured at night, your head on your pillow in peace, to know that you will be found in him. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to pray just a quick prayer for people that may be away from God or don't know God. And then I want to specifically pray for individuals in line of these storms that are coming up through the South. So ready right now, Father, again, if you're away from God, you don't know God, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every man, every woman, and every child, or whoever may be watching this program, either live or by the rebroadcast of this. If you don't know the Lord or you're away from God, I pray for you today. I pray the Holy Spirit of God would move. He would come through that camera lens. He would come through that microphone, through that computer, through that cell phone, through that tablet, or whatever device you're watching from or listening from. And I pray the Holy Spirit of God would convict you of your sins. You feel, if your heart is racing in your chest, your hands are sweaty today, it's because the Lord God is dealing with you. He loves you. He is chasing you down. He is madly in love with you. He's been pursuing you. And today I have just confirmed to you what you've already been feeling and what you knew. And today is the day of salvation. Today's the day that you stop running from him. Today's the day you stop trying to hide from him. But today's the day you say yes to him and you surrender to him and you serve him in Jesus' name. Whether it's your first time or whether you're away from God, you're repenting today and you are turning and you're going back to the arms of the Father in Jesus' name. We pray for that today. Come on. And if you receive that today, I believe God's doing that for some folks today. Now listen, I want to, if you're listening today and you're in Alabama, you're in Mississippi, you're in Louisiana, you're in any of these places, any of these locations that are in direct line of on the path of these dangerous tornadoes and potential long track tornadoes that are going to come through today, this afternoon, and tonight. If you're in any of these states, or maybe I didn't name your state, or I overlooked it, and you're in the line of this, come on, let's pray real quick. And you say, well, I'm not in that location. Well, listen, pray for those that are. Pray for your family that is, your friends, or even those that are watching live or maybe watching rebroadcast of this, and they live in those states. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask right now, Father, that you would intervene in this situation. Lord, first and foremost, Lord God, we just speak to these storms. We speak to this storm system, just like you spoke to a storm when they were in the Sea of Galilee. You spoke to the storm, you rebuked it, and you commanded it to cease and end. We speak to the storm system and command it to cease, to dissipate, and to dwindle. I pray that the only thing that comes out of this thing is just rainfall, lightning, thunder, but I pray that there be no tornadoes in Jesus' name. And Lord, if there is, I pray a supernatural protection over those individuals in the line of these storms. I pray that you would release angels that would cover their homes, cover their household, cover their property, cover their families. I plead the blood of Jesus over each and every one of them right now in the name of Jesus. I declare no weapon formed against you shall prosper in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you that you're putting a hedge about them and protecting them by the blood of Jesus today. Just like in the Old Testament, they took the blood of an earthly lamb and they applied the blood over the doorpost. I pray that those listening today, watching today, that are in these states, that are in direct line of these storms, that they would begin to open their mouth and they begin to apply the blood of Jesus by faith over their homes and over their families and over their possessions and over their properties. In Jesus' name, we do it by faith. We stand, having done all, stand in Jesus' name. And we thank you today for your protecting power for the glory of God in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen and amen. Guys, again, thank you so much for joining us today. EndTimeHeadlines.org, EndTimeHeadlines.com. That's where you're going to find us. That's where you can subscribe to our daily digest. Again, our digest is free and our app is free. Again, available on both Apple and Android for your convenience. Get it today so you can keep up with everything we're doing in our ministry. As always, guys, if this ministry is a continual source of weekly blessing to you, exhortation, edification, information, revelation, or all of the above, or whatever your relationship is with this ministry, some of you, this is your home church, and we understand that depending on where you live and your circumstances. We just ask that you be obedient to the Holy Spirit, what He would speak to you to do today. And we ask that as the Lord leads you, pray about becoming a monthly partner. And you can do that two different ways. You can give electronically through the app or through the main website, or you can simply give old school method by check or money order. And if you do, make sure you make that out to right there on the screen at End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia 30655. As always, guys, we appreciate you taking time out today on this Tuesday, March 22nd, to be a part of our broadcast. We're going to sign off for today. Listen, we will be off tomorrow. We will be back on here Thursday, and I want to talk about a stunning statement that our president, Joe Biden, just made. It was recorded, it's on video, we posted it, and we're going to talk about that on Thursday, and I believe that's one you don't want to miss. So be watching for that on Thursday, on March 24th. That's coming up this Thursday. So until then, may the Lord bless you, may keep you, and may His countenance be upon you. God bless you guys. Stay safe tonight in the southeastern and south portions of the United States, and we'll see you guys on Thursday.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.